Welcome to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz here on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Sandy Dragoo, who is CEO and Executive Director at CATA, Capital Area Transportation Authority. Good evening, Sandy. How are you?
Well, I am fine, Cheryl. It is very good to talk to you.
Well, it's always a pleasure to speak with you and always fun to see you around town at different events as well. I always look forward to that smiling face.
Well, thank you. That's good to hear.
It is. Wanted to talk to you about, we always talk about partnerships in the community, and CATA is certainly one of those who reaches out to the community on a regular basis. You are going to be hosting this Thursday the 12th Annual Community Health Fair. Tell us at the CATA headquarters, at the Transportation Center anyway. Tell us about this event.
Well, it is something that, like you say, is the 12th one, and it is something that we find is of very, very real help to lots of our passengers and to lots of people that may not ride the bus but that have really looked forward to this each year, because it gives them an opportunity to get lots of health screenings and services that they might not be able to either afford, or it gives them the opportunity to get those health screenings and services in one place. And so we have a partnership with some friends, and we really pack that CTC downtown with all of these folks that are our health partners, and we then have a real full building where people can go from one table to the next, to the next, to the next, and get all kinds of services done for them.
Well, and I'm looking over the list of what is available that day, which will be this coming Thursday, the 12th. Screenings for, I can go through the list here: cholesterol, glucose, blood pressure levels, asthma, oxygen saturation, stroke risk, vision, spinal conditions. That's extraordinary.
Oh, it is. And it is totally free. All of the screenings and services are provided at no charge at all to everyone that comes in. So it is a matter of being able to go in and get all of these screenings done, and at absolutely no cost to anyone. So we feel really good about that anyone can come in and they can go up to that table or that chair and say, I'd like to have that done, and here is the friendly person there that is there and says, well, sit right down and let me do that for you. And everyone feels so comfortable because there are so many people there, and it's very private in that you can sit there and have it done and then go on to the next place. And it gives such a service to people, and that's what we love about doing that.
Well, and these are challenging times, as you mentioned, for a lot of folks, and to be able to get this kind of screening for free is pretty extraordinary. No office call charge or anything like that. I mean, we love our doctors, but this is an opportunity for folks, which is why I wanted to talk to you about it. And what something like this enables, you can catch things. We hear stories about this all the time, catching a problem, a health problem people didn't even know that they existed in them, and it could be life-saving.
Yes, it certainly can. And when you go in and the first big group that you see is the MSU College of Osteopathic Medicine, and here's this whole huge group right in the rotunda of our building, and they have all these young persons who are going to be doctors and that are residents and that kind of status, and they are there to take you sort of through the various steps that they do the screenings for, and you just go from place to place, and I've been there and have done that, and they are so helpful, and it is just such a great feeling that's what you can get done. And you can have a chair massage even if that's what you'd like to have done. You can go and do that. And CATA is just real pleased to be able to coordinate all of that. And it gets bigger every year. And we have not been able to accommodate all of the number of groups that have heard about this and then want to add their particular one, because our building is now full in the center, and then going down each of the arms, and we just don't have any more room for any more of the health agencies that want to come and help out. So,
well, that certainly speaks to the importance of such an event when other folks are wanting to be a part of it.
Yes, yes, it really does. And it's grown and grown and grown, so it really does speak to that and speak to the need that we have been able to meet. So we're glad to do that.
And once again, I think it bears repeating, it is this Thursday, April 14th, from 10 until 1 at the Transportation Center, which is at 420 South Grand, between Kalamazoo and Lenawee, at that beautiful building there. You know, CATA has always played an important role in the greater Lansing area. You have to wonder, with gas prices what they are, that you're going to get busier and busier, don't you? Is
yes.
that what you see happen?
Yes, we're seeing that, and we're glad to have that happen. Other than, you know, not glad to see it happen for the reasons that it may be happening. But again, we're here to serve our customers and to serve our residents that are here in the greater Lansing area. And yes, at over 11 million rides a year, that's a lot of people for an area our size. And so that is what we're doing, and we're glad to be able to do that in any way that we can. So we're here to serve, and that's what we're trying to do.
Well, and as I said, your role has always been important, but as we watch gas prices creeping
yes.
up, ridership increases, and frankly, how lucky we are to have a service like CATA around to get
you,
folks where they need to go. I fill up my tank, and it's costing over $85 at this point to do that.
But,
I can't imagine filling up a CATA bus.
Yes, yes, that would be very true. That would be very true. Probably if we had the little dollar things that ran on those tanks out there in the back, we'd probably really see that. It doesn't have a dollar sign on it, but we probably would notice the amount of dollars that would go in there, yes. They're pretty big tanks.
Well, and indeed they are. I
yeah.
also want to encourage folks to go to your website. I'm looking at it right now. Boy, every kind of piece of information about CATA is there. Rider alerts in case any routes have changed or timing has changed, and where to find different routes to suit you. So if you have some new riders looking at it and wondering how to go, well, what is the CATA website?
Ah, boy, now there you're asking me something that
Do you want me to help you out?
You're going to help me out.
I always have your back, Sandy. www.cata.org. Or, of course, all I did was put CATA, C-A-T-A, and Googled it, and it popped up right in front of me. So
there you go.
Some really great information on that website for you. Sandy, as always, thank you so much, and we'll look forward to a big crowd for you at the Community Health Fair.
Thank you, Cheryl, so very much. I really appreciate talking with you, and they can always also call the 394-1000 line, and that will give them a real live person on the other end of the phone.
And boy, don't we love that, a real
yes,
live person.
We always have that here at CATA. See, that one I can give you right off the top of my head.
There you go. I had to look at it. It wasn't off my head, top of my head
See,
either.
That one I have right there for you.
I appreciate that, Sandy, as always. Have a wonderful evening.
Okay. Thank you, Cheryl.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
We've been speaking with Sandra Dragoo, who is the CEO and Executive Director of CATA, the Capital Area Transportation Authority. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS right after this.